A Tasmanian company says it's on the cusp of turning the Apple Isle into a major centre for worldwide medicinal cannabis production. Tasmanian Botanics announced today that it's been granted a licence to grow cannabis for export, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
The plant that Tasmanian Botanics hopes will make Australia a world leader in medicinal cannabis production looks like any other marijuana plant. The only difference is it will be legal. And the company's Tony Roberts says the first crop is ready to be planted.
We'll be putting our plants in the greenhouse next week and we'll be looking to harvest our first crop during August. At that time, by the time we dry it and process it, we'll have crop product for export by the end of August this year.
The managing director of Tasmanian Botanics can't say just how many plants are being grown. And for obvious reasons, neither will Tony Roberts reveal the location of the greenhouse. But the plan is to add about a football field's worth of cannabis plants to the crop until they are growing about 8 football fields worth.
We believe we're probably one of the front runners in the industry in Australia. We've got an 85,000 square metre facility approved by the ODC, which we can grow within. We are looking forward to expanding and utilising that complete space over the next 2 years.
Companies in Queensland and WA are also growing medicinal cannabis for the domestic market. The drug is legal nationally with a medical prescription. After spending 19 months waiting for state and federal approval to grow and export their variation of the product, Tony Roberts is now looking for strong growth into foreign markets.
There's a lot of interest in our product out of Germany and other places through Europe, and they feel very confident over the next 2 to 3 years that the market is very strong.
Another lucrative market Tasmanian Botanics hopes to tap into is Asia, but there is also local demand. News that medicinal cannabis is being grown in her home state is being welcomed by 75-year-old Hobart pensioner Inga Oates. She says her ailments such as osteoporosis and asthma have been cured by taking cannabis oil before bed.
Within 24 hours, most of the problems that I was experiencing disappeared.
Mrs. Oates used to get her cannabis oil for free from a friend in Queensland, but that supply has dried up. Her only concerns are that the increased demand will drive up prices.
My only fear is that they will charge so much for it when it's only a weed they're growing and it's so simple to produce.
One Queensland grower has previously told the ABC that pure cannabis oil could be worth as much as $30,000 a litre. Almost 6,000 prescriptions of medicinal cannabis have been approved in the past 12 months. It's unclear how many other Australians are illegally using homegrown cannabis to treat their ailments.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.